WEY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a high of 32. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 18. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, overcast. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 40s to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The government says it'll raise tariffs on certain products coming into the country from the European Union. Those products include wine from France and Germany and aircraft components. It's the latest move in a longtime battle between D.C. and Brussels over aircraft subsidies. The Office of Trade Rep says it's adding tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts and certain non-sparkling wine and liquors from France and Germany. The release from the Trade Rep's office didn't say when the tariffs are going to affect, but did say the details are on their way. The move comes as the two sides continue to negotiate a deal and to end European subsidies to Airbus and American subsidies to plane manufacturer Boeing. The newest grain export sales from USDA in the week ending December 24th show the 2020 ending on a positive note. Soybean export sales for the crop surpassed analyst expectations. The trade was looking for sales between 7 and 25 million bushels. New figures passed out say the sales jumped 74% the previous week to 33.7 million bushels. Ethanol output dropped week to week, its lowest level in 2 months. Stockpiles continue to increase. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. production for biofuel dropped an average 934,000 barrels a day for the week that ended on Christmas Day, down from 976 barrels on the previous week. And the end of the year brought an end of an era. Orion Samuelson, for 6 decades, contributed to agriculture journalism as a farm broadcaster. He retired after 60 years on WGN Radio in Chicago, as well as a radio network and television that hit most of all the country. He is a member of the National Radio Hall of Fame. More Ag News online anytime, agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said that so far, the state of Kansas has not seen the new, more contagious strain of the COVID-19 virus within our state.
We have not had any cases identified in the state of Kansas. We do genomic sampling and testing. We don't do it on every one of the patients that has COVID-19, but we do that kind of genetic analysis to see. We have a very narrow cluster in the state of Kansas that is kind of a Midwest variant. Early on, it was coming from other places. We have a definite pattern that we've come to recognize. We're going to do more testing in addition to what we're already doing to keep an eye out for the B117 variant.
In other news, the Reno County Health Department did report that it reached 100 deaths wrapping up 2020, with 51 of those COVID-19 deaths reported over the past month. That includes over 6,400 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the community since the pandemic began. Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eckford says, let's ring in 2021 with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. With 2020 behind us, put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Police in Kansas City, Kansas are seeking the public's help in identifying a person of interest in a murder investigation. WDAF-TV reports that Gregory Stallings was found dead back on December 21st. Police believe that he had been shot a day earlier in the 2500 block of North 18th Street. Police are looking for a man who was driving a silver Dodge Caravan that may be connected to the killing. Police have released photos of the man and are looking to bring him in for questioning. The investigation is currently ongoing, and so far no other information has been provided. And a Kansas police officer fatally shot a man suspected of killing his mother-in-law and shooting his wife. Wichita police say 37-year-old James Williams was killed after a confrontation at his mother-in-law's home on Wednesday. Police said that him and his wife were divorcing, and he was served on Tuesday with a protection from abuse order. After a confrontation that included Williams firing at least 25 shots, he agreed to allow his wife and the children to leave. Police say that Williams, who was armed with two handguns, followed them and tried to prevent his wife from going, prompting the officers to fire and kill him. With your Mid-America Network News, Happy New Year, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A 43-year-old man is in custody in connection with the shooting death of an Omaha real estate agent. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the suspect was booked on Wednesday afternoon on suspicion of criminal homicide and the use of a firearm to commit a felony. It wasn't immediately clear as of Thursday if formal charges had been filed. Real estate agent Mickey Sidoro's body was found on Tuesday at a house listed as available as a rental. He was 70 years old. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said that Sidoro's family had recently purchased the home as a rental property, and Sidoro had been at the home on Monday to show the property to Lorello. And one man is hospitalized in Omaha after he was allegedly attacked by a man with a machete. Omaha police were called to a home at around 4 a.m. on Thursday and found 40-year-old Boonsong Odomsak with several cuts. Odomsak told police that he was involved in a verbal altercation with a man who then attacked him with a machete. Police said that Odomsak's injuries are not life-threatening. So far, no arrests have been made, and the investigation is still ongoing. Good America Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. With 2020 behind us, put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A homicide investigation in Beatrice continues with a suspect in custody in connection with a fatal shooting early Thursday morning of a man reportedly in his 20s who suffered a single gunshot wound outside a residence at 1008 North 12th Street just before midnight. The fatality has been identified as Alex Radar. Police booked 25-year-old Brandon Long into the Gage County Jail on charges of second-degree murder, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, and firearm discharge within city limits. He allegedly stated that he went outside the residence, saw a man standing, and shot him. The two were apparently acquainted. The incident did not appear to be self-defense. $1 million appearance bond was set Thursday for Brandon Long, with a hearing set for January 19th in Gage County Court, with formal charges to be filed in the death of Alex Radar. River Valley Extension District will present survey data at the annual lease meeting Monday, January 4th, 7 till 9 p.m. at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Summary reports will be available throughout the year at all of the River Valley Extension offices and are on their website that can be downloaded. For additional information, contact Rebecca Zack at 785-541-0283 or zrebecca@ksu.edu. That meeting is Monday, January 4th, 7 till 9 at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Other upcoming winter crop meetings include the annual Soybean School January 28th to be held in Clay Center, Winning the Marketing Game class scheduled February 9th at Belleville, and a soil fertility meeting February 23rd at Concordia. The Women in Agriculture Farm Management Educational Series will be featured Thursdays, February 11th through March 25th in Washington. Kansas Specialty Dog Services in Washington recently celebrated their 30th anniversary. Chief Executive Officer Kelly Mayer is a guest on our public affairs program, and she talks about why the Kansas Specialty Dog Service was initiated.
In 1987, we had some people who were puppy raisers, and they started looking around the Midwest and found that there were very few assistance dog schools in the area. And so a lot of the individuals that had need in the Midwest were unable to get those dogs, or they would have to travel halfway across the country to get them. So they started looking at what are things that we can do to help improve that, and what's something we can do to make an impact. They decided as the 4-H Project that they would look into trying to get some funding to start that up, and then Washington, Kansas, this became the place and home of KSDS.
Kelly Mayer will discuss Kansas Specialty Dog Service in more detail on our public affairs program airing in the 7 a.m. news block Saturday on KNDY.
When a student first comes, they're very nervous. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. And throughout the weeks, you see their confidence grow. You see them have the ability to do more things they want to do. The fact that you get to see that person gain the confidence, gain their independence back, and that dog can be something that it really becomes a life changer for them that can impact them for the rest of their life as they're working with that partner. It's an amazing thing to see as they grow that bond.
Bess B. Shum, age 92, of Home, passed away Wednesday. Public visitation Saturday, 10 to 2, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, with a private service to follow. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bess Shum. Burton W. McGrath, age 85, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Service is planned Monday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Green, with visitation Monday 10 until 1:30 at the church. Burial in the Greenleaf Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Burton McGrath. Evelyn M. Michaelis, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Monday 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Michaelis. George F. Pavlik, age 96, of Beatrice, formerly of Odell, passed away Monday. Private memorial graveside service is planned Monday 11 a.m. at the Odell Czech Cemetery. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for George Pavlik. Hamaya M. Stiggy, 11-month-old infant daughter of Alexander Stiggy and Devin Dinas, passed away December 27th at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. The Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for infant Hamaya Stiggy. Joseph P. Kennedy, age 76, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Private family services are planned Thursday at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8. At the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Joe Kennedy.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United Bank and Trust is closed for New Year's Day, but will be open normal hours Saturday.
Hi, here are your chicken slingers. Have a supersonic day.
Oh, heaven.
So you think chicken is heaven?
Oh my gosh, it's yes. I love that the bun's toasted and the chicken's cooked to the crisp. It is perfect.
The chicken slinger or spicy chicken slinger for only $2.49. A juicy all-white meat filet topped with pickles in either mayo or spicy ranch. All just 350 calories or less. Only at Sonic. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Hours may vary. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we've had a low-pressure system form across the southern parts of the United States that is continuing to push off towards the north-northeast. On the warm side of the system, we're seeing showers and thunderstorms across the southern southeastern parts of the United States. To the north and northwest of the low, that's where we are seeing some nasty weather from Oklahoma, Kansas, through Missouri into Illinois. We're seeing some snow with accumulation. The main thing is we're seeing some ice accumulation as well, especially Missouri into Illinois. Otherwise, this will continue to push off towards the east and northeast. It looks like in our area, we are to the west of this low. We're just going to see cloudy skies for today, continuing into tonight, but it looks like we'll see dry weather and some sunshine as we head into the weekend, warmer temperatures by Sunday. So for this New Year's Day, cloudy skies, lower 30s. Tonight, cloudy upper teens, and tomorrow becoming partly sunny, 36. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early January, 40. Record high in this state, 69. The average low, 18. The record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:15.
Feel like starting the new year with a fun science experiment? We will share a clever trick for keeping leftover champagne from going flat on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 1st, the first day of 2021. Paul Revere and Betsy Ross were born on New Year's Day. If you've got some leftover bubbly you'd like to keep fresh, here's a method some people swear by to preserve the fizz. Don't recork the bottle. Just slip a spoon handle into the neck. The spoon acts as a radiator, making the air in the neck of the bottle colder than the body. Because cold air is denser than warm air, a cold air plug is created on top of the wine. Gas can't escape and the bubbles are preserved. It's not a perfect method, of course. The champagne will go flat after 3 or 4 days, but you can still relegate the bubbly to cooking uses. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and amaze your friends with weekly wisdom at almanac.com.
The Irish Creek Wind Project will bring opportunities to Marshall County. Bruce Graham, retired chair of the Renewable Energy Program at Cloud Community College, discusses Next Era Energy Resources work with students.
We've worked with Next Era Energy. They come to the college and present information to the students, tell them about their company and tell them the benefits for working for them and what jobs are available. They also have interviewed our students for job opportunities and they've hired them. The other thing, they've provided summer internships. There's been several of the projects that NextEra has in Kansas, and we have several of our students at them. They have 7 different wind farms, and they've been very successful with that, and they give our students an opportunity to get a really good job.
To learn more, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year. With the new year comes the last weekend of regular season NFL football, especially for the Kansas City Chiefs, who are set to take on the Los Angeles Chargers at home. The Chiefs are coming off their narrow victory with a 17-14 win over the Atlanta Falcons last Sunday. Kickoff this Sunday against the Chargers is set for 3:30 at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are 14-1 for the entire season and number one in the AFC West, and after their victory against the Falcons, have clinched the number one seed for the postseason playoffs. The victory also led them to their club record 10th straight win and has received the AFC's lone first-round playoff bye. The Chargers are set at number 3 in the AFC West right now with a season record of 6-9. In the world of basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks are sitting number 3 nationwide against number 9 West Virginia 79-65 earlier this week. That brings the Jayhawks' record overall to 8-1 with a conference record of 2-0 as they sit number 1 in the Big 12 Conference. Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eckford says, let's ring in 2021 with just $21 down on every new Ford Insta. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just 2 SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. With 2020 behind us, put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com.
Offers now on selected stock vehicles with approved credit and tax and fees. Get down to 2020 Ford Expedition until this stock deal for support. Amazon fees $60,980. Plus, get discount $8,000. Credit factory tax rate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualifying. Offer rebates can be on prior sales excluded. Offers expire January 4th, 2021.
The number 3 Kansas Jayhawks are set to take on the number 8 Texas Longhorns on Saturday with tip-off at 11 a.m. With the Jayhawks number 3 in the nation and number 1 in the Big 12 Conference with a record of 8-1 overall and 2-0 in the conference, the Longhorns have an overall record sitting at 7-1 and 1-0 in Big 12 Conference play. Their next game is set for Tuesday against the TCU Horned Frogs. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, they're coming off their narrow 60-58 victory against the Omaha Mavericks on Tuesday. That put the Wildcats overall at 5-5 for the season and 1-1 in conference play for the Big 12. Their next tip-off is on Saturday against the TCU Horned Frogs with a tip-off at 1 p.m. to kick off the 2021 season, followed by a Tuesday tip-off in the afternoon against number 13 at Texas Tech. And good news for many Wichita State Shocker fans, as Sedgwick County has approved Wichita State Shockers University to request up to 15% capacity for men's and women's basketball games, allowing just under 1,600 fans to attend at Koch Arena Stadium. The university is using priority points to utilize the men's basketball tickets.
As we enter a new year, our mailboxes and email inboxes begin to fill with new garden catalogs. These colorful reminders of summer help many of us through the long, often dreary winter months. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Gardeners have been ordering from seed companies for more than a century. You may recognize the name Burpee. This mail order company was founded in 1876 and is still selling seeds and plants today. The number of mail order companies continues to expand. You'll you'll find companies selling all types of plants, seeds, and garden supplies. Many provide those hard-to-find or unusual plants and products that our local nurseries and garden centers may not sell. These print and online catalogs also serve as a source of inspiration as we plan our gardens for the year ahead. Be sure to order early for the greatest selection and availability. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It all began with a man who wanted to farm, not with a team of horses or mules, but rather with an elephant. And from there, the opportunities were endless. The story of an elephant that changed the course of American history is part of our Best of 2020 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Why use a team of horses to pull your plow when an elephant could do the job?
One of the first elephants to arrive in this country was acquired by Hakaliah Bailey, who was here in Somers. He lived here in Somers. He was a cattle drover and a farmer.
Grace Zimmerman is the vice president of the Somers Historical Society. Perhaps Mr. Bailey was not so intent on using the elephant for farming, but instead another purpose that sprang to mind.
The general consensus is that Mr. Bailey decided to acquire an elephant and exhibit it to see if he could get some interest and to possibly earn some money. He was very entrepreneurial.
Taking that elephant on tour, if you will, was the beginning of something very important in this country.
We kind of like to liken this region of the state of New York as the Silicon Valley, if you will, of the traveling menagerie business in this country.
Bailey eventually acquired more animals. Some might call it a forerunner of the circus, but in the beginning, it was not the huge traveling roadshow it later became.
He would travel at night with his elephants and his other animals to avoid people seeing him. So when he came to a town, people would be surprised and he could charge money.
Sarah Johnson, the Putnam County historian from Brewster, New York, says you have to remember the time period of these shows.
It was all done by wagon. And the likelihood is that some of these animals probably, depending on how far they were going, they probably were walking. Again, this is all happening before the railroad, the coming of the railroads.
Traveling the countryside in Somers, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wrinkle your nose from a nasty smell coming from the tractor? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chances are you have some foul fungi living in your fuel system as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If
your tractor isn't running very well and there is a strong, smelly odor coming from it, there might be a fungus living in the fuel system. Ag engineer Alan Hansen at the University of Illinois says as diesel fuel is handled over time and goes from one container to another, it can become contaminated with microorganisms. Fuel tank gauging systems are a favorite fungi hangout.
First of all, you start to get some fuel starvation to the engine and a loss of power. And when you want to start the engine, you know, it may not start because you're not getting enough fuel to the fuel injection pump.
The fuel filter will show a slimy buildup and the fuel might have a rotten egg smell. The fungus clings to surfaces and traps water and waste products against metal, increasing the chance for corrosion. Clogged filters and contaminated fuel also leads to smoky, less efficient burning. The fungus must be eliminated or you'll have expensive repairs. Chemical warfare is the best course of action against microvermin living in your fuel.
There are biocides or chemicals that you can add to the fuel that will help to kill off those microbes. But they can apparently be pretty persistent, and you can get reinfestation occurring. You have to make sure that you do a good job of dosing your tank and the whole fuel injection system to make sure that you get it cleared.
Once the fuel has been treated, you may notice the filter plugging up as the microorganisms die. The best way to prevent microbial growth in the first place is to lessen the exposure of the diesel fuel to water. Learn more about foul fungi in your fuel system at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marshall County Public Transit offers rides to all ages and residents in Marshall County. Local daily rides in county are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they'll make special arrangements by request. Phone 562-2020. 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transit is funded in part by KDOT.
On a hill far away stood an old cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll change.
Last I lay. You know the old saying about hindsight being 20/20? I think all of us have made decisions that we later regret. It's just part of being human. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, the new year is a great time to think about what you want to do differently, including how you spend, save, and share your money. Maybe you want to decrease impulse shopping and save more for retirement. Or you want to make sure you have enough to cover your monthly expenses. At the same time, you want to give generously to others. No matter what your money goals are, remember this. All your spending, saving, and giving should be based on your faith and your values. As the Bible says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace. So start the new year off right. Use your hindsight to help you make good money decisions going forward. It's a step in the direction of a more content, confident, and generous life.
KNDY.
It's the 25th anniversary of my daily farm radio feature. A celebration today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
It was 25 years ago today that this syndicated radio feature debuted on 44 stations around the Midwest. At the time, I was partnered with Successful Farming magazine, and that partnership lasted until mid-2017 when I signed with Farm Journal Media. 2 years ago, the show became independent and was rebranded to become Farm to Fork. Altogether, 6,525 consecutive episodes, never missing a single weekday. I'm also happy to say that we just recently crossed the 200 station mark, and among them are a number who have run the program the entire 25 years. Without the confidence and loyalty of my affiliate stations, I wouldn't be talking to you today. Each time I put together a show, I have two audiences in mind. Farmers and ranchers are the first one, and my goal is to provide them with helpful information. My second audience is basically everyone else listening, who benefits from what farmers and ranchers produce. We all need information about food and agriculture. I've always tried to give accurate and unbiased reports, and I think you've appreciated that. And I've appreciated the privilege of bringing them to you the past 25 years. Thanks for listening. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Happy New Year. Well, as we sort through the first day of 2021, looking back, 2020 was the year of COVID, a time of human and economic loss. But for producers, there was one silver lining and maybe even two. Things were bad before, but without some $50 billion in federal help, it could have been much, much worse.
I'm confident that work completed in this latest package will allow farmers to recover and set themselves up for a successful year 2021.
Senate Finance Chair and Iowa farmer Chuck Grassley says even more encouraging is the improvement in commodity prices.
But there's nothing more morale boosting than having the price of corn and soybeans at prices that we haven't seen in 5 or 6 years. And for those 5 or 6 years, most of the time, the grain prices were below cost of production.
USDA recently projected corn and soybean futures prices near historic levels from almost a decade ago on dramatic drops in supply, lower yields in production, and higher export demand. all pushing March corn prices to near $4.70 a bushel and January soybeans to almost $13 a bushel. In other news, the United States government says it will raise tariffs on certain products coming into the country from the European Union. Reuters says those products include wines from France and Germany, as well as aircraft components. It's the latest move in a long-time battle between Washington and Brussels over aircraft subsidies. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says it is adding tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts and certain non-sparkling wines and other liquors from France and Germany. The USTR news release didn't say when the tariffs would go into effect. Happy New Year. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eckford says, let's ring in 2021 with just $21 down on every new Ford Insta. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. With 2020 behind us, put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Dr. Dan O'Brien, university professor at the Ag Economics Department at K-State based in Colby, wrote an article recently on soybean exports and the potential impact could have on prices for the next year. He says overseas demand for soybeans is likely to be strong, but the challenge in the U.S. may not have enough soybeans to meet demand.
The main issue that's a surprise to this market is how tight the stocks are and stocks to use. The USDA came out in their December 10th report, projected basically 3.9% stocks to use, 175 million bushels. And you're getting awfully close to where we were back in 2012-13 when we were around 100 million bushels, and down the minimum we'd had was 2.65. The thing that strikes me is that there's the possibility of pretty strong export demand, particularly with dryness down South America.
Well, O'Brien says if soybean prices keep going higher as a result of demand, he says that could mean we're in for an acreage battle heading into the 2021 planting season.
I don't doubt that there will be with prices like this for beans, and the corn folks don't want to, quote, be left out. When you look at the type of prices that we're seeing for new crop bids for corn versus soybeans, here we have Dease corn. Last I looked, it's been trading around 415 to 420. November soybeans, about 1080 to 1090. What I'm saying is if we continue to have strong demand pull from China, other parts of the world for soybeans, and we start to jump 50 cents, a dollar higher for beans, then you're right square in the psyche and decision-making framework of our farmers.
Dr. Dan O'Brien with K-State Extension. More Ag News online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you. First of all, saying Happy New Year. And today we start a new trade year, and we'll check the prices where we'll be starting in grains and livestock after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Well, a happy new year, and let's hope that we say goodbye to COVID-19, that we'll say goodbye to bird flu, that we'll say goodbye to the other diseases that affect humans and livestock in this new year of 2021. Certainly don't want to go through a year like last year, with all of the problems ranging from human problems to livestock problems. Hope we don't have to deal with that again this year. And I hope we can get back to doing Farm Progress Show really rather than virtually. And I hope we can get to the many other agricultural events and conventions that have already been postponed or outright canceled. For example, the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention getting underway the middle of this month will be held virtually, not really, but virtually. And as you've heard me say so many times, I am really getting tired of the word virtual. And I hope we don't have to use that as much this year as we did last year. And on the first of the year, it's always interesting to remind us of where we'll be starting price-wise in our agricultural commodities. So let's quickly look at where we'll begin the trading year in the grain trade at the Chicago Board of Trade. We ended last year on the last day of the month. We ended with the May wheat contract trading just a quarter of a cent a bushel higher, $6.31.5, but it has had a pretty good rally. March corn ended the year and the trading week last week up 3.25 cents a bushel at $4.51.5. And the January soybean contract ended Friday up 4.75 cents a bushel at $12.63.5 a bushel. Not a bad ending for the agricultural commodities and particularly the grain market. Then where did we end the year in livestock trade? Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the February lean hog contract ended lower, down 90 cents a hundredweight, but the rest of the months in the hog contract were higher. And the December live cattle contract ended last year up 22 cents a hundredweight, and the January feeder cattle contract ended the year up 67 cents a hundredweight. Let's hope they keep going straight up. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
John Anke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hanke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
KNDY.
A well-stocked woodpile means cozy warmth. Harvesting your own firewood by hand takes a few trusty tools to get the job done. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Thoreau once said that firewood warms you twice, once when you cut it and again when you burn it. If you chop your own wood by hand with an axe, you'll know exactly what he means. A good sharp axe is indispensable for chopping up fallen trees and splitting large logs. Craig McKinley is a retired extension forestry specialist at Oklahoma State University, and he says choosing an axe is a rather personal selection.
There's a choice of either what they call a single bit or a double bit, and the single bit has the sharp edge on one side, and the double bit has the sharp edge on both sides. I prefer a double bit because I think the balance is a little better. It doesn't want to turn in my hand.
In addition to the weight of the head, the shape of the handle is important for comfort. Choose one that fits you. Since the axe head will probably outlast a couple of handles, make sure the handle and head are secured with visible wedges. They should not be molded together with plastic because replacing the handle will be very difficult. Keep the axe blade sharp with a sharpening steel and pocket-sized whetstone. A companion with an axe to finish the job is a maul. It's used to split the wood chunks into quarter rounds of firewood. Like the axe, it should be well balanced and head attached firmly to the handle. However, this tool does not need to be sharpened.
Because it is not a cutting instrument, it's a brute force splitting instrument. So if someone has one of those, don't sharpen it down like an axe. Basically, an axe would get stuck in the wood where this maul has enough force to split it.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about wood cutting tools and how to use them at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, Kansas City wheat trying to rally now late in the day on the last day of 2020. March KC wheat up a half a cent at 601 and three quarters. May up a half at 605. Corn continues to do well. March up 9.5 at 484. May up 9 at 483 and a quarter. Soybeans continue their strong day. January beans up 9.5 at 1313 and a quarter. March beans up 10 and a quarter at 1310 and three quarters. Looking at the products, soybean meal and soybean oil doing well also. January bean meal is up 80 cents at 433.20. March is up 110 at 428.90. January bean oil up 70 points at 43.37. March is up 57 at 42.43. So a good look for the soy complex. Beans, bean oil, and bean meal all doing nicely. Corn and wheat have come back around for some positives for Kansas City wheat now in the middle of the day. December live cattle up 82 at 112.95 as the livestock complex continues mixed. February live cattle up 2 at 114.47. Feeder cattle are up. The early months are.
January feeders up 7 at 138.60. March feeders up 2 at 139.77. After that, things get a little dicey and we see lots of red on the screen. February hogs up 247 at 70.07. April hogs up 130 at 72.37. So for the most part, things looking good right now in the livestock complex. Cotton is not having a good day. March cotton down 4 at 77.93. May cotton is down 4 at 78.53. So a tough go for cotton right now. Crude oil is off as well. February crude is down 13 cents at 48.26. March down 14 cents at 48.37. We're seeing pressure on unleaded gas and heating oil as well. Natural gas is in the green with some positives. And gold is up. February gold is up $1.30 at 18.94.70. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's not just the end of the year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eckford says, let's ring in 2021 with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. With 2020 behind us, put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office hours, electric stock vehicles with a group credit for tax and days. Save that 2020 Ford Expedition XLV stock PPO for support. It was up to $60,000. Plus, get discount $8,000. Credit for tax free day for $8,000. Sale price $40,000. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates, tickets, fire sales excluded.
We've been your hometown country station for the past seven decades. KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.